Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go. Clips of the week time. Got quite a few to rattle through for you. So we kick off with Alan Brazil directing you to our cricket coverage.
India are 309 for 5 in the first test between England and India. You can hear live commentary over on TalkSport 2.
Live Coventry.
I love live Coventry.
I think Mark Robins maybe could have made a better team selection. He probably quite could. Possibly.
Talking of the cricket, this was a good recovery by our commentator, Kevin Peterson.
And that's why the guys downstairs in the commentary box were saying this bloke could bat at 7. That's a beautiful shot. That's pitched in the rough.
Yes. Good recovery. This is a Wolves fan calling the sports bar.
And it was all doom and gloom. And from that first game against Man United, it's just been a fresher breath air, you know.
It's been a fresher breath air. Oh, of course it has. We all have a fresher breath air.
Meanwhile, Darren Goff introduced us to a cricket shot we'd never heard of.
Joe's been reversing more than he actually doing the orthodox sweep, so that was a slight surprise. But again, you're right, there's bounce in this pitch, and it is going to always be an Irish shot.
Yeah, the Irish shot.
It's Owen Morgan. He developed that.
What is the Irish shot like, I wonder? You think it's Guinness and Baileys? No, Guinness and, Baileys.
Yeah, one part Guinness, one part Baileys.
Anyway, away from the cricket, Max Scott brought us the weather, Family Guy style.
TalkSport weather with QuickFit.
It's rainy up down in London and more rain up north. That's the weather.
On 1089 and 1053 medium wave.
Gonna rain!
I love being up down in London today.
I thought you were going to call it that London for a minute. Good old Max, well done.
Back to Alan Brazil here alongside Ali McCoist, inadvertently straying in the world of film. Hmm.
No, I
cannot get a locker.
Even Ed's got one.
Everybody's got one, right? Everybody has a locker. Now,
Foot Locker, was that a good movie?
Do you not mean the Hurt Locker?
Yeah, I'm not sure the Foot Locker would have had the same level of jeopardy as the Hurt Locker. Wouldn't have won an Oscar for the director, I don't think. Anyway, but particularly smelly trainer, it would have been that you had to defuse.
It's not good, is it?
Yes. Anyway, Jim White now, talking Reading.
The Reading fan from Sell Before We Die protest group, and Die, not D-I-E, Die is D-A-I, which is the spelling of the Christian name of the owner.
I think that might work better written down. It took quite a lot of explanation, didn't it, Jim? Really.
And we were surprised to hear Jim say this during the week.
You're listening to the three of us, courtesy of Selco Builders Warehouse. It's where the trade go, and it's where we're going after this, Simon.
It's a lovely thought, isn't it? But I cannot think of anybody less likely to wander around Selco with respect than Simon Jordan.
I agree.
Can you really? He'd have a little man who'd do that for him.
He's not into DIY.
He just phones someone up and someone goes to Selco for him, really. I just can't see. Have you ever heard Simon say, hang on, I'll go and get me rods?
No.
That's never going to happen, is it? No. It's never. Simon's never going to come round and sort your drains out for you. Anyway, on that note.
Let's cross to Lawrence Mora now, watching Watford play Bristol City.
Zach Viner threw himself in front of the drive to get a great block in. It was really dramatic stuff. The crowd on their seats because this game could go either way.
That's not a good thing, is it? The crowd on their seats.
No, they're not allowed to do that.
Not prepared to stand up. So there we are, literally on their seats. Also giving us match updates was Sam Ellard during Jason Cundy and Gabby Agbonlahor's phone-in at the weekend.
Let's go to the G-Tech Stadium. Brentford are taking on Forest. Sam Allen's there for talk. Oh,
I did not know Gabby Agbonlahor. Oh, chance there at the near post.
I really like that.
That's brilliant. That's two in one for Sam.
Turned in there.
Yeah.
Now, you may recall Alan saying this a fortnight ago.
Newcastle may have to offload stars. Chief Executive Darren Eales says the club has to be compliant with the Premier League's profit and sustainability.
Yeah, and you may recall him having another go at it last week.
Hell yeah.
And Everton manager Sean Dyche, well, he's had enough. He says it's tough to take after the club were again charged with breaching the Premier League financial rules. They've been referred to an independent commission for alleged breaches of profit and sustainable rules on their accounts.
Hold on.
It's great, isn't it? Oh, dear.
Well, he was at it again this week. Surely it was third time lucky.
Surely.
British spending in the January transfer window has been stunted due to many clubs finding themselves treading the profit and sustainability line.
just call it FFP, Al. I know what you mean.
Easier, yeah.
It's much easier. Majestic now with shock news from the Premier League.
Well, we're going to have loads of stories from Nick throughout the show because I'm sure he's got lots to tell us. We just watched Bournemouth lose at home 4-0 against Bournemouth.
That's a bad result
for both Bournemouth. Good for one Bournemouth, but terrible for the other Bournemouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And it's incredible that one of our presenters has actually changed their name to promote their show.
Very good of them, yeah.
Hello there. Good morning. How are you today? My name's Siobhan. Early breakfast.
Great name, isn't it? I ran into Jamie Sports Bar last week.
Did you really?
Yeah, tremendous.
It's clearly happened before then, this. It's not a one-off. Here's Alan Pardew discussing Chelsea's Conor Gallagher.
I think he's got better. He's gone back a position a little bit, and I think he's thriving. I think there's nothing... I think that boy's future is all ahead of him.
Well, that's often the best place for your future to be, isn't it? Really. If your future's behind you, it's not quite so good, is it?
That's me.
Anyway, quick, it's you, isn't it, Andy?
It's quickly back to Alan now, chatting to comedian Paul Whitehouse.
When it finishes, R7, I'm jumping on a taxi bike. I'm holding on to a big, strong man who's going to drive me through the West End to Tottenham High Road.
Paul, do you think you'll get your leg over?
Yeah. Oh, do stop it, Brazilers.
Yeah, do stop it, Brazilers. We were thinking, technically, it's do stop it, Brazzers, but don't think we could call it Brazzers.
No.
If you know, you know. So next up, just time to squeeze in the moose at the big women's football match of the week.
Although apparently none of trouble from Madrid for the game. It was 2-2 over there early in the season. It's Chelsea women against Real Madrid women here in the Champions League.
I thought he was drowning for a minute.
It's great.
And finally, Andy.
And finally, this was Troy Deeney being rudely interrupted.
The level of basics, and this has nothing to do with the level I've played at. It's the same as if you played goals football.
What's that, sweep?
Do you think it was sweep?
I do think it was sweep.
I think it might have been a kid with a toy trumpet. Let's hear it again.
It could be
anything, couldn't it? Oh, Mr. Corbett. Look, it was good, Andy. But as interruptions go, it was no Martin Lipton's horn.
Yeah, I recognise there's lots of serious opposition. Basically, he got ambushed by not just UEFA and South America, but also Asia. And that was one of the sort of...
gets you every time. It's funny. A cheap laugh, but it always gets you. So there it's we are. Good. There's your clips of the week. And there'll be a few spurious ones in here. You'll spot them. These are people who suggest clips, but think it would be funnier to just make up stupid names rather than have their own name read on national radio. Well, so if that's
you've
what
encouraged
you about
now over the years.
And there seems to be getting more and more of them. Here we go then. See if you can spot the imposters. John Barnett. Now that seems all right
that
to me.
Normal. Yeah.
Saffron in Warden. See what I mean? Roger in Durham. He's a regular.
No.
MB of Dromfield.
Yes.
Tony in Hadley.
No.
Neil Acantha.
Yeah.
Charlton Kev. Aaron in Ramsey.
No.
Gareth. No. I'm not doing that. Alan Jenkins.
Yes.
Steve Bacon. Alex in Arnold.
That's real.
The Duke of Knutsford. Ian Hackett. Marlon in Harewood. Oh, for goodness sake.
That's not real.
Lee Jensen, House of Jabba, Belinda in Carlisle. That's witless.
None of those.
Too obvious. And Stephen Hull, not Stephen in Hull. So they all suggested clips that were played this week. So if you do hear a clip on TalkSport this week, please do send it in to us, talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089. Tweet it to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We need a day and a time when you heard it go out so we can listen back. And if it's played like those guys, you will get a credit.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.